And welcome to the Teenage Daydream Podcast. I'm Jet.
And I'm Jen.
And we are still in One Tree Hill. I mean, we're getting there.
We are getting there. we're getting to the end of high school.
Yeah, we are so close to the end of season four, which is the end of high school. Mm-hmm. Season four, episode 19, Ashes of the Dreams You Let Die. Fine. Which apparently is like a BJ Thomas song. I don't know if I know who that is.
Me neither.
There was a lot of music in this episode and like noticeable music, but like that I went and looked at it and I was like, I don't know a lot of this.
Yep. Same.
And even the couple who like the people I recognized, I'm like, I don't know if I know this.
Same z's.
Either way, so we ended the last episode. Mm-hmm. With Lucas seeing Dan and Karen kiss.
Yep.
Gross. And that's exactly where we pick up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go so well.
No, it doesn't. And you know, I don't blame Lucas at all. Also, like, keep in mind, Lucas has, like, just found out that Dan killed Keith.
Yes.
And he walks in on this.
To Dan and Karen kissing in his bedroom.
In his bedroom! So he, like, slams Dan up against the dresser and punches him. Which I do not blame him for, one little bit.
Yeah. And then Dan, like, punches him back.
Which, like...
I know.
Okay. Father of the Year Award.
Yeah.
Anyway, he yells that Dan, he's like, Dan killed Keith. Dan's like, I'm gonna go. Cool, sure, bail on this. Karen gets mad.
Ugh. It's so hard.
Because she just thinks that Lucas is, like, having a hard time with this still and looking for somebody to blame. Because she's like, Jimmy killed Keith, like, let this go, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, no, it's a he mess. Didn't. No.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the worst part, right? It's, like, you know that Lucas is right.
Yeah.
I actually feel so bad for Lucas for, like, this entire episode, pretty much.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because, like, that's kind of, like, my worst nightmare scenario is you knowing something that is true and, like, nobody believing you.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, basically gaslight you into thinking that you're crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is, like, him in this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like he probably could have, like, talked to a few more people.
Yeah.
Like, any people.
Yeah.
But, anyway, we'll get to that.
Haley is writing her speech for valedictorian. Mm-hmm. Nathan walks through the crowd. And, you know, I guess it's the looks and the whispers.
I guess.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I didn't really, and then I was like, okay, fine, sure, whatever.
Right?
Like, okay. Well, and he's just like, oh, you know, like, everybody knows that, like, I'm a cheater, and mm-hmm. Haley had said, like, you know, like, it happened, like, when I came back after tour, right? Like, everyone was always kind of, you know, looking and whispering and this and that, but then something else happens and it blows over. Like, this will be fine. Right, like,
people forget eventually.
And at this point, they still haven't heard from Duke. Mm-hmm. In regards to Nathan's situation.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, like, go, you know, go talk to Whitey, see what happens. But then we see Whitey, like, packing up everything and his phone ringing and he leaves his office.
Yep.
Because, of course, I had a moment of, like, why is Whitey leaving? And I was like, oh, wait, because school's over and he's retiring.
And he's retiring. Yeah.
Because it was just so, like, dramatic, because he was, like, packing up his stuff, and he had his little box, and he wasn't answering the phone. And because I don't remember what happens with Whitey.
I actually don't remember what happens with Whitey either.
Because, like, yeah, he's old, but even with, spoiler, the jump, like, it's not that long.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, I totally, like, I just have no idea.
Yeah, same. 100% same. Yeah.
Oh, and then it's Brooke and Peyton.
Yes. Well, they're, like, looking at their yearbooks, and Brooke says something about, like, because they had to say their goal, I guess.
Yeah, because now they actually have to like do something with their lives.
And Brooks would like to have a, I can't even remember what it was, like someone at the Oscars say that she's wearing Brooke Davis or something. Well, it's funny because she mentions Joan Rivers, and then they make like a dig at Ryan Seacrest, which was really funny.
Yes, I also enjoy that.
But then Peyton's is blank. She hasn't written anything for her yearbook answers. But this is when we find out that she got an internship with Sire Records in LA. And it would be for the summer. And Brooke's like super excited because she's like, that's amazing. We can spend the summer there together. Like, we can stay with my parents because I guess that's where Brooke's parents are. I don't know if we knew that already.
Yeah, like the time when, because when they first, like, when her dad first loses his job and whatever, so I guess it's like, because that's where she went for in between grade 11 and grade 12.
Okay, I just like couldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, or definitely like California or something like that. Like it was, right? Because then
So
she was
she'd
like
have been on
writing
LA.
letters to Lucas or some kind of garbage or whatever.
Oh, right. I just couldn't remember where she was. But anyway, it
Yeah.
makes sense, right? I'm not questioning it. I just couldn't remember if
Yep.
we already knew this information.
Totally.
But anyway, Peyton still has to tell Lucas.
Yeah.
So there's that. Then, oh yes, then we go to Haley. And in the theme of Haley taking the fall for other people's bullshit, the principal informs her that she won't be able to give her valedictorian speech because the school board is all like upset about what Nathan did and it doesn't look good or something like that. And I was like,
Yeah.
what the hell, man?
I know.
It wasn't Haley, it was her husband.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Like, it was just. Yeah. Yeah. They're not frowning on the fact that they're married and she's pregnant at 17. But, like, oh, well. I mean, not that we love Nathan. We love Naylee. It's fine. But just, like,
Obviously.
of all the things, like,
Right, of all the things. Like, what are we doing here? Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. Meanwhile, Luke walks into the police station to report a murder, which is where we cut to our theme song.
Okay, so like, I have a beef.
Okay.
So in this episode, spoiler, things happen with a weapon, a
Correct.
gun, actual shooting of a weapon.
Correct.
And we don't get the black screen, no warning, no nothing. But
Yeah.
in that other episode where it was all like Breakfast Club and the teenagers had to like talk
Oh,
about their
yeah.
feelings, ooh, black title card.
I don't know,
Or
man.
like, I guess we got one like when Haley got hit by the car and all kinds of stuff. And I was just like, because I knew it was coming, so I was pretty sure it had to be this episode. And I was just like, seriously?
I guess we just like didn't care because of who the person on the other end of it
I
was.
guess.
They were like, Dan has it coming, actually. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's where we get the theme song. Because, yeah, then I thought at least maybe we just wouldn't get the theme song, but nope.
Nope,
I
there
don't
it is.
want to be. Yeah. Then this is when Dan starts being Dan again.
Yep, because we come back straight after, like, right back to the police station, but obviously Lucas has already told the cop everything.
Yeah.
And he's like relaying it back to him, being like, let me get this straight, basically. This is what you're telling me. You have zero proof, and this is what you're telling me, the mayor of this town. Yeah, and then Dan shows up, being Dan.
So slimy. Because, yeah, it's just so like, oh, like, he's not well and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, the police
Tries to
officer
start
is
a
just like,
relationship with his mother, like he's upset
yeah,
about it.
that was
Oh,
the part,
you're
right?
the worst. I
Yeah. Well,
was
because
so
then,
mad about
like, the cop is, like, this is really reckless and it's inexcusable. Like, you should apologize. So, of course, like, Lucas walks over and, kind of leans into Dan. And then walks away.
Which I wasn't sure if, like, Dan would flinch at all at that, but he didn't.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't know, like, it was, like, was Lucas going to say, you know, like, was he going to come in with something or not, you know, like, because it had to be one or the other, right? Like, some sort of super burn dig thing mm-hmm. or, like, nothing.
So. Or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So then we go to, good Lord, our next scene. Deb is just pointing a gun across the living room when Nathan walked in. What the hell, Mom? Well, he makes the, like, a good point about, like, why do you have this here? Why are you inviting Haley to the shooting range while she's pregnant? Like, yeah. What is happening here? And she's like, it's fine. I'm cleaning my gun. It's okay. Once the baby comes, I'll keep it in the locker at the shooting range. And he's like, why do you have a locker there?
Ugh, yeah.
Anyway. Oh, Deb.
But again, this is for a reason.
Yes.
Because I felt like up until this point, like, she had kind of stopped that.
Same.
And she seemed so, like, not out of character, but more back in the, like, wild, crazy Deb character.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, like, the whole point of everyone moving back into the house and stuff was that, like, she wasn't, and she seems to have been kind of okay since then. But then this was kind of all like, well, well, well. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know.
Anyway. I guess there are reasons for it, so.
Oh, and then Brooke and Chase are
chatting.
Chase is back. Whatever.
No. I just, like, don't care about Chase at all.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry.
Yes. We'll see him again in, like, 3 years.
I know. Random.
But yeah, some kind of, like, ooh, you want to be a fashion designer. Ooh, you want to win an X Games medal. And I was like, oh, X Games. That was a large part of my life for a long time. But then some kind of, like, they're talking about, like, why he joined the clean teens. Because, he didn't want a girl to like him, so he joined clean teens. But then he still got his heart broken. But then they still like each other. And then they're going to sign each other's yearbooks. Blah, blah.
Yeah, correct. Something precisely like that. With that reflection. But anyway, yeah, the whole thing is, like, Brooke currently actually has Bevan's yearbook to sign, so she's like, we can trade them tomorrow in class or whatever.
Yeah.
Yearbooks. I know. Man. I was like, I wonder where mine are. I have absolutely no idea.
I know exactly where mine are.
Do you? I know I have them somewhere. I just don't know where.
I mean, in the broader sense of at some point they were brought here, and when I lived in the old apartment at Victoria Park, 100,000% threw them down the trash chute.
Fair enough.
I mean, at that point it would have been, okay, I guess maybe it wasn't 10 full years yet. It would have been all like, oh no, actually, yeah, it would have been like 10 years. Like, I don't, whatever. Even at that point, I wasn't that person, nor do I talk to any of those people. Not for bad reasons, just that, like, it's been 10 years and I live in a different province and whatever. And then, like, now, like, no.
That's fair. Yeah, I know I still have mine because I just didn't get rid of them, but I have no idea where they are. Yeah. Somewhere. Anyway, Mouth gets his yearbook and he opens to a page, which I didn't realize at first what was happening on this page, but he looks upset. And then he goes to talk to the yearbook people, who happens to be Gigi, or like one of them. She's not the entire yearbook.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jimmy was cropped out of one of the photos of him. Like, Mouth is there and then you can see part of Jimmy in the picture, but the rest of him was cropped out because they were told to take him out of the yearbook.
Yeah.
So obviously Mouth is upset about that.
Yes. And because at some point here we're getting redemption.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can we go to Haley?
Oh, yeah.
Who's, like, measuring her belly?
Yeah.
Presumably for a reason.
Yes.
But I don't know what it was.
Well, I mean, she just made some, like, offhand comment about, like, how she thinks she's growing every minute.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe,
but
she's,
that was,
like,
just it.
Yeah. So I guess she's just curious about how large she is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, Nathan asks about her speech, and then she was like, oh, I'm not going to do it. And he's like, oh, because, like, you're pregnant? Like, it's fine. Yeah. She's like, no, the whole Rachel thing. And he's like, because of me, right? It's because of me. Poor Nathan.
Yeah.
Well, she just, like, oh, she's just so nice about it. She tries to be, like, so chill about it. Like, oh, it's fine. It doesn't matter. Like, I have all these other great things. I don't need this. And Nathan,
yeah, like,
just,
they can't take away
so
the accomplishments. No. Nathan being, like, the only grown-up in this episode.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
Can't handle that boy. Yeah. Ugh, Dan.
Yeah.
Because he goes by to see Karen, and he's like, I'm worried about Lucas.
Yeah.
Problem is too serious for us to handle. Like, he needs to see someone. And I'm like, get out of here, Dan.
Yep. Ugh.
The worst.
Yeah. Well, I was just, because again, it's just that, so, like, oh, like, maybe he needs, like, professional help.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be here for you, blah, blah, blah.
So gross. I hate him so much.
Yeah.
And, like, it's so funny because for so much of this season, he has these moments where you're like, oh, you could be, like, a normal good person.
Yeah.
You can see little hints of, like, maybe he has regrets. Maybe he does want to change. And then he just turns around and does shit like this.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, you're the worst.
Yep.
Yeah.
The worst is. Mm-hmm. And he only gets worse as the episode goes on.
Yes, he does. Yep.
Oh, we it's Peyton and Brooke.
Yes, right. So, because Brooke has time to think about what she's going to write in Chase's yearbook, she has drafted two potential things.
Yeah.
One being the, like, super cash, I think skateboards are cool.
Yeah.
And then the one being, like, where she pours her heart out to him.
Yeah.
Well, what happens in that scene?
Peyton just kind of talks about how, like, you know, like, asks the, like, do you actually want Chase back? And she's like, no, yeah, like, yeah. I really, really do. And then that's when she sends a text to Lucas, because she had been about to text him saying, I miss you, when Brooke came in. And then after that, then she actually sends it to him.
Right.
Because obviously they haven't seen each other this whole time.
Because Lucas doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah. And then this is when we cut to Karen trying to talk to Lucas. Talking about how, like, she loves him. She understands that, like, he's hurting. But, like, Keith is gone. She has to move on. She's still trying to figure it out. Like, she's not saying she is moving on with Dan. But, like, she might be moving on with Dan. And then this is when Lucas... I shouldn't be mad at him in this episode. And I'm not. I don't know. I start saying Lucas's name and then I'm like, ugh.
That's fair.
He talks about how he had, like, had this dream and he saw someone in the hallway who saw everything, but then he found it was real. It was really Abby. Unfortunately, she's gone, so I have no proof, but, like, Dan shot Keith. And she's just like, you have to, like, talk to a professional. You need help. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when, like, I felt so bad for him in that moment because, like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. But also, like, talk to your friends. You have friends.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, like, there's a point later where Karen mentions, like, he looked so betrayed when I said that, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, because at this point he is. And for not even because you're just choosing to not believe that Dan didn't kill Keith, but because you're kind of choosing to believe Dan over him.
Right.
But yeah, it's weird that he didn't like immediately go tell
even Haley, like, I'm people. Like,
or like Mouth or somebody.
Right. Actually, Mouth would have been the person to go to because Mouth would probably believe him more than anybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But then, I mean, maybe after his mom didn't believe him, he doesn't really want to have everybody else telling him that he's crazy, so.
If Lucas can't be broody, what would Lucas do?
I mean, true.
Because when he's not broody, then he's being condescending and jumping everybody else's business, so there's only those are the only two options.
I mean, I think this is the thing, the only thing about it that I was like, okay, listen, you're always wanting people to air all of their shit to you and, like, tell you everything, but then when you have something going on, you never tell anybody. Like, you cannot have it both ways. Yeah. I am fully aware that as a person, I generally don't tell people things. Like, I just don't do that, but I also don't expect people to tell me everything, so I feel like that's fine.
Yeah.
Zero double standards here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. Oh, Mouth then goes to talk to the principal about Jimmy being left out of the yearbook. Like, and then the principal tries to say something like, you know, we don't want people looking back and just, like, remembering that day. And Mouth is like, well, he deserves to be remembered, too.
Well, he says, like, it happened. Like, you can't not people remember that day.
Right.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Rough times.
So then Peyton and Brooke are in class. Chase and Brooke exchange their yearbooks. And there's some sort of, you know, comment about how, like, again, Peyton still hasn't talked to Lucas. Mm-hmm. And Brooke makes something about, like, you know, it can be really lonely as his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She does trade the yearbook with Chase, and she's like, I'm going to tell him how I feel. And I was like, oh, dear. Just because I knew how that was going to play out.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we see Gigi again, and she brings Mouth Jimmy's yearbook because his mom had ordered it like months ago.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah.
But then it's here they kind of like, you know, she does the like, do you have a free period right now? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. So they're like, they've hatched a plan.
They've hatched a plan indeed. Yep. Which is excellent. Yay.
Yeah, as this one progressed, I, like, remembered so much more about this episode. In regards to, like, Mouth, Jimmy, Lucas, Dan.
Oh, okay.
I didn't remember any, like, the Brooke, Peyton, Haley, Nathan, whatever.
Right.
But that specific storyline, I remembered everything.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Because you did not.
No.
Okay. Even the end bit?
Yeah, no. Don't remember any of that.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, no. I don't remember that. I didn't remember that.
I don't remember what happens.
Yeah, no. I have absolutely no idea what's coming.
But that, at the end, I remembered.
Yeah, no. I did not remember that at all. No. I mean, I figured that's what was going to happen, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nathan's out on the river court. Mm-hmm. Whitey comes up. And he, you know, Nathan's making some kind of whatever, like, shots out here don't matter because he, like, misses one. And Whitey's like, they all matter. Like, have you not been paying attention to me this entire time? but that's when we officially learn Duke has rescinded his scholarship.
Yep, his scholarship.
And Whitey makes some pretty good points about just going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, he brings it up again, like, I've been teaching this entire time, like, you know, fight for it and find somewhere.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, you know, put the ball down and just walk away. So you're like,
Yeah.
And again, we assume he goes to school somewhere, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I feel like it ends up being like one of those random small schools that...
Yeah, so you can be like a big fish in a small pond kind of a deal.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then still do really well or something.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas and Dan at odds with each other. I guess Lucas realized that Dan painted the wall red.
Yeah.
In his, like, mayor house, I guess? I don't know.
I guess, whatever.
And he asked, like, were you covering something? Like, Abby told me she was messaging you and stalking you and doing all these things. And he's just like, yeah, I like red. It's cool.
Damn.
Well, and then he's just like, your mom needs me. Like, yeah. I'm going to be, and again, with all this, like.
Well, yeah, because he's like, you're going to go away to school and I'm going to be here to take care of her. And I was like, this sounds like a threat. Like,
it was absolutely a threat. Yeah.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nathan tries to call schools. Obviously, they don't want to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Haley comes in. He's just kind of, like, sad and is like,
yeah.
It's over. Like,
yeah. Like, I ruined it.
Yep. Oh, Nathan.
I know.
But on a happier note, Mouth and Gigi are kind of having a little thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and they're like, oh yeah, no, I've been thinking about you and this and that, whatever. But the whole point is that they're making a special yearbook just for Jimmy's mom.
Yeah.
That includes pictures of Jimmy.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
So that's good.
Brooke gets her yearbook back from Chase. And it's like, it was so great to meet you. Good luck in the future. So of course then she's like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, what did she? She says something like, I can never show my face at the school again. And Peyton's like, well, good thing it's almost over. You're like, yeah, Brooke, you have to be there for like 4 more days and you'll be fine. Yeah.
And like, not even doing anything. Like, none of them have like, they seem to be going into classrooms, but the finals are done and they don't actually have to like, because even Haley was saying, like, when Principal Turner was first like taking away her valedictorian-ness.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, like, did someone beat me out in finals? Like,
right.
He's like, no. But yeah, so like, they're done. They just have to go into the building for like this entire week.
It's so weird. Like, why?
Yeah, I don't think we did that.
We definitely did not do that.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know what's happening.
I feel like it always happens on TV shows.
This is the thing that I can never, this is the thing I can never tell with American TV, is I never know which things are TV things and which things are weird American things.
Or, yeah, are actual, like, American TV shows.
Is this an actual American school thing that happens, or is this just a TV thing that happens?
Yeah.
Unclear.
Yep.
Yeah. Either way.
Mm-hmm. There's like another hot second of Mouth and Gigi, right. And like she signed Mouth's yearbook, some kind of like, one day or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe someday, because he had said something about like maybe someday, like you never know. Yeah. So, yeah, and then she writes like, here's to someday or something like that. Yeah. And then Lucas finally shows up at school, and Haley's like, where the hell have you been? Because she's like, I have your yearbook. And they like think back to like freshman year, and apparently Haley wanted Luke to pretend to be her boyfriend so that other guys wouldn't bother her, which is hilarious. And they're just like reminiscing basically so that like they can get to the point where it's like, oh, did you ever think we'd be here? And she makes an offhand comment about like being married and pregnant and living with an ex-junkie who's like packing heat or something, and he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, Deb keeps a gun in the kitchen in a cookie jar. I was like, in a cookie jar. Which of course is when you see this look on Lucas's face and you're like, oh my god, Lucas.
Well, And then he walks into
Deb slash... nobody in Tree Hill locks their friggin' doors.
I know. And I'm like...
Listen, I understand whatever small town back in the day, maybe you're not locking your doors, but the shit that has gone down in Tree Hill...
And like...
I think would have inspired a few people to start locking their doors.
And I feel like it's so much more of a like... even smaller town, like small town thing, or if you're more like in the country kind of a thing, right. Or like, but either way, not in the rich neighborhood, because like some houses, some small towns don't even have, but like the Scott residence is clearly in the rich neighborhood, like whatever.
Yeah, like you're telling me that they're not locking their doors?
Yeah.
While no one is home? Okay.
By the way, it's in the pepper-shaped cookie jar.
Oh, my God, that cookie jar was too much for me.
Well, because when he first walks in, you see a white pumpkin one. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then he moves over, and no, it's in the giant chili pepper. Cookie jar.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a scene.
Yeah. Anyway, he grabs it. He steals it. Cool.
Yeah.
Haley goes to see Whitey.
Yeah.
She's basically like, please help Nathan. And he's like, I don't know what I can do anymore. And she's like, think of something. Well, and then she says just like, you know how, like, you know his heart basically and how good of a person he can be. Like, help him be that person.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. Brooke avoids Chase at school by getting into what I thought was an empty classroom and what she obviously thought was an empty classroom, but was not, in fact, an empty classroom, but a classroom full of freshmen.
Yeah. And she gives a quick little fake student yeah. body president. Good luck.
Good luck.
Great for
high school.
Yeah.
Oh, Brooke. Too funny.
Oh, Lucas finally shows up with Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
And they kiss. Gross.
Yeah.
And it's some kind of, you know, like, oh, like, I have a boyfriend. Oh, where is he? I'm gonna get him. I'm joking. Silly. And then, like, oh, you know, gave it up in Honeygrove, and then my boyfriend disappeared, and blah, 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 blah.
I actually missed all of that because I stopped listening.
Yeah. Just Peyton pointing out that Lucas has been missing for...
Yeah.
2 days. She yeah. points it out. 2 days. 2 days. Like, I get, okay, like, he hasn't texted you and, like, whatever, but, like, it's 2 days.
Correct.
Anyways.
Well, it's just, like, this whole thing about the internship.
Yeah.
Like, am I to understand it's just for the summer?
That's what it sounded like.
That's like maximum 3 months.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But of course, you know, you'll always be in my heart. You should go. Blah, blah.
It's 3 months, guys. Everybody chill, please.
Well, and especially, like, if this was college graduation, okay, maybe that would be different. Like, you're more adult, you're established. Maybe you want to live on the same side of the country as each other. But this is high, like...
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine being, like, finishing grade 12 and being like, sorry, boyfriend, you have to stay here forever. Ugh.
No.
As?
F. Right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then as they're talking, Mouth comes, and he has Jimmy's yearbook, and he gives a little speech just about, like, you know, everybody probably knew mm-hmm. Jimmy. Some of us, like, since we were little, some, like, everyone knew him before that day.
Yeah.
So then Lucas, I mean, okay, fine. Shout out to Lucas in this point, but never, mm-hmm. it's not officially on the record that I said that. So, of course, everyone's watching. And, like, Lucas takes it first, and he's like, no, I know, like, it's important. Like, this is...
Yeah.
You know, we were friends with Jimmy. And so he signs it, so then everyone, like, rushes to sign it as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a whole moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nathan goes to see the principal.
Yeah.
Because he's like, well, why are you taking this out on Haley?
Yeah.
I just love then he gives him a whole, it's so funny, he gives him a whole speech about, like, do you have a wife? Like, do you want her to pay for your mistakes? Is she the best part of you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Nathan.
Sticking it to the principal.
Yeah. Principal's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, he's the cutest.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Dan turns up at Karen's. Lucas pulls up in a car. He has the gun.
Because he's creepily looking.
Yeah.
Dan Stiles.
Yes, correct. But then we leave them. Because we've got to build suspense. Yes. And we go to Nathan and Haley. Haley's sitting knitting something.
Some... I don't know. There was fun fur involved, and I couldn't be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. She says something about, like, wanting to go out. They never go out anymore. And then he's like, oh, I don't think you'll have time. And he gives her the, I guess, the advanced program of their graduation thing. Yeah. And he's like, take a look at that. And her name is down as giving the valedictory address. So now she has the speech to write.
Yeah.
They're
excited. They're cute. I don't know.
Yeah, basically. Basically, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, right. The suspense. Because then we go to Brooke and Peyton's.
Yeah.
And Peyton's telling Brooke that she, like, told him about the internship, and, like, he told me to go. And Brooke, but she's, like, clearly hesitant. Like, something's not right. And Brooke's like, oh, my God, like, did you hope that he would ask you to stay? She's like, no, but, like, something's off with him.
Yeah.
Something's going on. And you're like, ooh.
Yep. What could it be?
Yeah.
Anyway. She's like, I feel weird being away from him all summer. I'm like, oh, calm down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, listen, I know when you're that age,
yeah,
3 months is like an eternity, but, like...
And just, well, and even, like, at that point, like... Texting was already a thing. Like, it wasn't maybe like now where you would be like iPhone, FaceTiming, whatever.
Right.
But it was still easier to keep in touch. Whatever.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's not that long.
Yeah. Chase comes over. They talk about the yearbooks. He has the same feelings. He just didn't write them down because words are hard. Blah, blah.
Correct.
Yay, Brooke's happy.
They kiss. Montage begins.
Yeah. Because, like, again, Chase, you're great. Sure, fine, whatever. I just don't care.
I mean, it's just kind of boring.
He really is.
Yeah, he's just...
The clean teen thing was kind of the most exciting thing for a while there.
I mean, right?
And, like, the only thing now that has me super intrigued is knowing that at some point he comes back for, like, a substantial amount of time.
No. Which I do not remember. Which I don't know if that's just because it's been so long since I've seen those episodes, or if, like, it's just that he actually does remain fairly boring. Unclear. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah. Montage. Haley's writing her speech.
Yeah.
Nathan's looking at the yearbook, and his goal was to be a Duke Blue Devil. Sad face. Whitey's on the phone. Calling some athletic director late at night. So something's gonna happen. And then Mouth goes to see Jimmy's mom and gives her, like, the nice yearbook with all the signed things. And, like, everything's really, really nice. And then also there's an in memoriam for Jimmy in the yearbook.
Right.
So they have a moment.
Yeah.
Peyton's looking at her yearbook and her internship paper. Right? I think that was...
Yeah, no, it's the internship letter, and then she, like, sees Lucas's message to her in the yearbook.
Again, yeah.
Like,
you'll always be in my heart. Always,
yeah.
Like, which, even when he said it to her face, just sounds like a goodbye.
Right?
Because, like, when he was first talking to her, I thought he was saying, like, I love you, I'll always love you. Like, you know, whatever. But it was just like, you'll always be in my heart. Well, that sounds like I'm not really there right now.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah, let me in your heart. Dan and Karen are having dinner.
Yep.
This is where Karen starts to, well.
To start, feel weird about everything.
Well, and it's also very, like, foreshadowy, because she's like, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And then Dan's like, oh yeah, he's acting crazy. Karen immediately
kiboshes. Well, and this is when Karen says the thing about Lucas.
Yeah. No.
Looking betrayed. And she's like, absolutely not, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, he's not crazy.
Yes. Don't call my son crazy.
Yeah.
And then Abby texts Dan's phone.
Yep.
And Dan's like, oh, I just have to go deal with something that I thought I had dealt with.
Yep.
Un momento. But then.
Then.
That's when Lucas is standing in the doorway with the gun.
In the doorway with the gun.
Yeah. And he's, you know, because he's protecting his mother.
Yeah.
It was me that texted you, not Abby. Ha ha ha. And of course Dan's like, what are you gonna do? Shoot me? And he's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, actually, that's precisely what I plan to do.
I'm gonna shoot you just like you shot my uncle Keith. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Karen gets all like weird and wobbly and faints and falls over.
Yeah. She collapses. Dan tries to like go to her. Lucas is yelling at him, like, don't touch her, don't touch my mother. I'll kill you.
Dan
shoots the gun.
Yeah, Dan has the moment of, like, making the decision, like, I have to check on Karen.
Correct.
I'll give him that brief second of being...
Right?
And so he goes to, like, move down to check on Karen, and then you see Luke shoot the gun, and then it's over.
Yep.
And I absolutely have no idea what happens here.
Yeah, me neither. I don't remember at all. I also didn't realize that this was when Karen collapsed. But anyway...
Well, because I think what happens, because, like, so there's two more episodes left, mm-hmm. and I think it's kind of, like, maybe not a single day, but ish.
Right.
It's, like, there's graduation and then a little bit after, and because somehow, let's not do the time math, Karen is ready to have a baby, as is Haley.
Yep.
Because Haley gets a little surprise as well.
Yep.
So then I think clearly this is like where Karen goes to the hospital and is going to have the baby.
Right. Which like honestly makes a little bit more sense for Karen, who like if something goes wrong, if she's having this baby early.
Yes.
That would track.
Yeah.
But the fact that Haley then has to have her baby at the same time is a little sus.
Well, I mean, it's been set up since the beginning that they were basically around the same time, which has always been a little, but anyways. Or, I mean, it's not weird that they perhaps got pregnant at the same time. I just don't feel like it's been long enough.
Right.
For either of them. But whatever. That's where we end. Oh. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anybody new. I mean, I guess there was Jimmy's mom, but I feel like we've seen her technically before.
I feel like we've also seen her before.
Yeah, because I think, right, because like when the boys go to the funeral and stuff.
Yes, right.
Yeah. We kind of talked about song. Like, there's an Ingrid Michaelson song. There's an Aqualung song. I don't know any of those.
The Aqualung song is the montage.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know any. There's a Stray Light Run song, which I completely forgot about Stray Light Run, but I also don't remember that song.
And then, yeah, all the other people, like, I've never heard of.
No, either. But that Burgundy Shoes by Patti Griffin absolutely sounds like a song that belongs on Dawson's Creek. I am correct. Just wait till we get there.
Oh, amazing. What did you have as the most high school moment?
I mean, in everything with the yearbooks.
Hundo.
Like, everyone just passing their yearbooks around and getting them signed.
Well, and having to, like, craft something to write in it.
Yeah. Yes. All of that. Oh.
Never again.
Because I remember doing that exam.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you have as the quote of the episode?
I don't think I wrote down one specifically, but like basically everything that Whitey says to Nathan on the just like, you know, about, you know, the game's not over until you like walk off the court and like drop the ball or something like that, and you know, the sort of like keep fighting, that whole thing. I didn't act wording.
I also had Whitey on the river court. And he says, people love a guy that rises from the ashes.
Yeah, that was great. I forgot about that bit. That part was
And just because, like, I feel like we kind of know that something sort of like that happens with Nathan, but because I can't freaking remember. But yeah, so I was like...
Does it ever?
Yeah.
My goodness.
So yeah, I really like that one.
I wonder if they knew what they were going to be doing with Nathan already by this point.
Well, and like... Was the jump planned? Like,
this is what I mean. Like, I think they did always plan to do a jump.
Yeah.
I think because they were trying to.
It's just easier when you don't have to deal
problem.
With
yeah, school. The problem that they had with, like, that the OC had.
Yeah.
Which, would that have happened already? Yes.
Yes.
And then that Dawson's Creek had when they all went to university and it was all kind of weird. Because they don't have a time jump until the series finale.
Well, yeah, and it's not like, you know, Saved by the Bell where they all went to the same college.
Right, like, it just doesn't work very well. Like, they were all kind of scattered.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of awkward to do it that way. So, anyway.
Who did you have as most annoying?
Dan.
Obviously.
It was Dan. Dan for being a gaslighting, smarmy asshole.
That's basically exactly what I had written down. You know, because it was just, again, like, up until this point, he'd kind of had some moments where, like, yep. Oh, absolutely. There might be a human inside there. But then when he was at the police station and just that, like, I'm seeing his mother. He's clearly acting out, blah, blah. And I was
exactly that moment where I was like, you're winning most annoying person of the episode.
And then, yeah, then when he was like, oh, he's crazy. And Karen is like, don't call my son crazy. Like, no. And then, yeah, and, like, when he's like, oh, your mom needs me, ugh.
Right?
So, like...
Yeah, literally.
We have two episodes to go.
Yeah.
We know there's going to be graduation. And I think, like, a little bit, like, it doesn't, you know, end with them, like, tossing their caps or something. I think there's a bit of, like, after a denouement.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, I thought the next two episodes were going to be more like this kind of a cliffhanger ending, but then I realized that, oh no, one of them is probably like the denouement episode.
Yeah, like I think we get into graduation ceremony in the first one.
That makes sense.
And then maybe it ends with the thing with Haleen.
I think.
Right, and then the second episode would be that conclusion, and then just kind of, you know, a wrap up. That I wonder if maybe is like wrap upable enough. Had it been series finale?
I think you might be right about that.
And then, yeah. But, so, yeah.
I don't know when they would have found out about renewal or not.
Yeah. So, obviously, we have to find out what happens with Karen. In theory, again, at this point, people find out about Dan?
I mean, they have to at some point. At some point, this has to happen.
Right?
Because, doesn't it? They can't not have everybody find out.
Because, like, with stuff that happens post-jump, I don't...
I sincerely don't remember.
Yeah.
It's going to be an adventure.
And then, yeah, like, just to see what happens with, I guess, where Nathan goes, what Haley's doing. I guess Peyton's probably going to L.A. We don't totally know. Maybe, like, because it wasn't...
I'm assuming that she is definitely going to LA based on what happens in the jump. But
yes. Yeah. Well, like for Brooke, that last thing that she did, because, you know, like there was the morality clause and that's why like Rachel did the stealing of the test, whatever she was doing for Victoria's Secret. Does that like, did she just get paid for that? Or was she like, wait, like, does she like something
I
has to happen
remember.
With.
what happens. I don't remember where Brooke begins after the jump. The time, I really don't. She's the only one that I really don't know where she is. Like, I have a rough idea of where Nathan and Haley are. I have a rough idea of what Lucas is up to. A rough idea of what Peyton is up to. But I don't remember where Brooke is. Like,
and because the stuff that I remember with her could happen.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter what happens in the jump. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, clearly she does something for 4 years.
I mean, right? I don't know what.
But then, something. Like, still lives in Tree Hill, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I can't remember. Like, is she still in Tree Hill after that time jump?
Well, because I feel like there's parts where she ends up kind of famous, but then still seems to have Tree Hill as a home base, right? Yeah.
And that's why I can't remember if she makes the decision to come back to Tree Hill shortly after the beginning of the season.
That might sound right.
Yeah.
Of the, like, you know, back to her roots, more real.
Yeah, something. Exactly. I gotta get everyone back in Tree Hill somehow.
Yeah. But yeah, at this point, we need to graduate and have a couple babies.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see y'all next week and we'll find out which babies are had.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
Okay.